It don't matter how high we go. It don't matter if it's high or low.
Well, you don't develop a voice like that without some stories to tell.
Andre Williams is a guy who it was totally off my radar until my friend Bad Brad Wheeler, local blues guru, member of the legendary Porch Pounders, he gave me a call a couple years ago, really excited because he had booked Andre Williams to come to Salt Lake City, and he told me about this movie called Agile, Mobile, and Hostile, A Year with Andre Williams. It was a documentary made about this guy. He's been around for a good 50 years. He co-wrote Stevie Wonder's first single way back when in Detroit. He wrote the song Shake a Tail Feather that Ike and Tina Turner had a hit with. He was a young guy in Detroit, moved around a bit, ended up homeless, addicted to drugs in the 70s and 80s, kind of disappeared. Now he's having this comeback on Bloodshot Records for these sort of really rootsy, gritty blues, funk and soul albums. This latest one is called Hoods and Shades, and he recorded it with some of the guys from the original Motown band of the Funk Brothers. Really gritty stuff.
Hey, kid. I don't know if you ever been told, but you sure is proper. You're just a jaw dropper.
He played at the Garage last time, the night that the Garage burned almost to the ground. It was in the middle of a two-night set from Andre Williams. So,
where is he playing now?
He's playing at the Garage this time around, the rebuilt
new
Garage. Yes, Friday and Saturday night. He shows up, the Rubes local band, both open for him and then play with him. And you've never seen a 66-year-old guy kind of get down quite like Andre Williams does. So highly recommend it. A mere $20. This guy is serious living legend material.
And once you recover from that?
There's some good stuff all weekend on the music side of things. Saturday night, They Might Be Giants, one of my personal favorites. I know an NPR favorite out there. They're playing at the Depot. They're headlining a show. Also Saturday night, the Sandy City Amphitheater is getting into local music a little bit. They're having King Nico and Hang Time, two young local rock bands, play a show out there that's usually reserved for sort of the state fair circuit kind of bands, like Huey Lewis that's coming later this summer. So that'll be a great show. And then Sunday night at Red Butte Gardens, amazing New Orleans music. Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue are playing, along with Big Head Todd and the Monsters. That'll be a fine show at Red Butte Gardens.